Looks great.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. So keep up the good
I like numbers that are outside the red.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always.
Early. It's only the first month.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, we're starting off on the right foot.
Yes, we are.
We start off 150,000 up. That's pretty good. So.
Yeah.
Or 40,000. I'm sorry. With 150,000. Yeah, 150,000.
If we stay like that, we're on three.
Yeah. It's good. Your crime does pay in a sense, I guess.
But. Well, crime in other counties pays.
Yeah.
Keep it down in our county, have it up in other counties.
That's right.
Yep.
We didn't do so good recently.
Yeah. Job security.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always one idiot.
Yeah, I was out of town when that happened. They got, they know, I didn't hear, who was the shooter?
Co-worker.
Guy named Reese?
Guy named Reese from Gilboa.
Anybody know what happened? Why? I mean, he walked in and
we can't say it's you know, it's not our case. It's KPD's cases, and you know, we're not allowed to say.
All right.
In the tape sign, I won't say what I.
Yeah.
So I need a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Second. Mayor Bentley, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The resolutions we have this evening are. Numbers 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, and 42. They're all appointments or reappointments to the Traffic Safety Board. And if okay, I take a motion then to lump them all together and do them as one.
So moved. That's what I was having to do.
Second, Mary Beth.
Okay, and the only thing is that these are from the from the executive, is that right?
Correct.
In terms of, so he's moving them forward. We can take them as a, just pro forma, right?
Yeah, I just, if I could, I just wanted to say I spoke with a friend of mine from the town of Shangham who's on the Traffic Safety Board, and we talked about, you know, how things are going there. And also, I spoke with Krista today, and Krista took a look at the appointments. These are all either reappointments or looking to be filling vacancies, so it doesn't look like anybody's being replaced. That was one of the things I wanted to look at. Apparently, how many vacancies, Krista? Six? There's like six vacancies on the Traffic Safety Board. And the county executive did a reorganization of the Traffic Safety Board maybe two budgets ago, not this past budget, but the one before. The Ulster County Safety Officer is also the Traffic Safety Coordinator.
Is that Diane?
Diane Beadle, yeah. Yep. So, you know, my buddy said that, you know, things move slow, but like anywhere, so.
Also make a dent in the bonus.
Yeah, exactly. At least make a dent in the attendance at the meetings.
Other discussion? And this is just to take them as a group, so all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, then grouping them all together, motion to accept?
All.
Okay. Second. Mary Beth? Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. New business, Sheriff, anything else?
Just where we're going to have our meetings in the future and the time of the meetings. We discussed it at the last meeting that we had.
So we picked Monday?
Any day is good for us. We used to have them at the law enforcement center. You know, that was convenient for pretty much everybody. And we had them earlier in the night.
I can't get here earlier.
Yeah. On any day?
On any, not during session.
Okay. Well, how many times they go in the session? Only till June?
Right. Yeah. After that, that's a different, it's a different okay. story. But in the meantime,
I'm sorry.
He's being a wise guy.
We could,
whatever works for you guys works for us, but, you know, it's at the law enforcement center always worked out good for us.
The only question I have on Mondays is holidays. I don't know if they match up. I don't know if anybody's checked it, but there's a lot of holidays on Mondays. So then that would require rescheduling.
Usually it just gets pushed back to the next week.
Yeah,
that's fine. You know, as long as there's a plan.
Is Tuesday a bad day for folks?
Well, because we have economic development.
Right.
It's the first week, so that's why.
It's on the way home for you, 7:30 at the law enforcement center.
Oh, I mean, that's. Yeah, who's to say it's going to be an hour and Jamaica over there?
Oh, okay. What time? You want to go Mondays, and if there's a holiday, we'll just postpone.
I don't care as long as
and what time
I have some business things that they pop out on different days, so it doesn't matter which one. It's a Tuesday or Monday.
And what time? You can't get there before 6:30.
No, 6:30. 6:30 at the earliest, probably 7 o'clock.
All right, so you want to go Mondays at 7 or just keep it at 7:30 on Tuesdays?
I'm fine for Mondays at 7, Mondays at 7:30, whatever's good for everybody.
Like I said, 7 o'clock, I don't care what night.
Okay, all right. So
is anybody on this, other than TJ, is there anybody on the meeting before this?
Very bad.
You are. So, you're here already. Does that help you to just have follow?
I don't want that pressure of having to be over there at 7.
It's over there.
Huh?
That's right.
So let's do Mondays at 7 at the law enforcement.
I mean, unless they want to move economic development up to 6, if they move that to 6, we could do... Listen, I don't care. I get paid...
Let's do Monday. So. Monday at 7.
Let's do Monday at 7. Monday at 7.
Okay, but in the summertime, can we possibly change the time?
He'll be out. He's out after June.
Okay.
Session said I'm there. They're there, you know.
Until the end of June.
But I'm saying, July and August.
That'll be fine.
July and August, yeah, they should tear out, so that's not a big deal.
Okay.
Because we're used to 5:30. We're making for you.
All right. Okay, so Monday.
Really want to go there.
The 3rd. So it's the 3rd of March will be our next meeting at 7 at the Law Enforcement Center.
March 3rd.
7, Law Enforcement Center.
Any problems, I'll contact you. Okay. My schedule gets nuts.
Other business? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I'll let the sheriff.
Sheriff first.
We're going through our RFP for our medical provider. So I'm inviting a legislator to review it with us, whether it's somebody from the law enforcement committee, public safety committee, or the full legislature. You know, I don't know how to decide that, but it's coming up pretty quick. We already got the three providers that submitted bids, and we're looking at them now. We want to have somebody from the legislature or this committee sit with us when we make our decision. Not that they have a vote. Right. I want them to sit in on the process.
Okay, do you know when that'll be, or you're still working that?
14th is our next meeting. I don't know if we make the decision at that meeting. We very well might, and if that's the day we are going to make the decision, I'll let you guys know ahead of time.
Okay.
Do you want somebody from this committee, or do you want somebody from the full legislature?
Let's have somebody from this committee.
Okay, looking for a volunteer. Okay.
I nominate the guy who knows more about corrections than anybody in this legislature. I nominate TJ Perkins.
I second that.
All in favor?
Unless you don't want to do it.
What time? Yeah, the 14th?
The 14th is our next
Can we do it later
meeting?
In the day? That way I don't take my wife out for dinner or anything. Sam, don't write that either.
I think it's 10 o'clock.
You don't have to.
Who's got TJ's number?
Yeah, just let me know. Yeah,
I will.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
They go out for breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're married. You should know better. So, okay, that's fine. And had you guys... fair with everything. I know we touched it on it briefly. What happened yesterday in Kingston? How are you guys?
We're all good.
How about KPD? How are those guys doing? Okay.
Those guys are doing good. Really, our only involvement, other than being pretty quickly on the scene, was our CISM team took the lead on all that.
So okay. Good. Yeah,
everything worked out great.
I know that's always tough. So okay. Good. All right. Well, pass along a good job by all from us, if you would, please. Mm-hmm.
We gotta sign our name, you know, 8 times. One thing, being the member of this committee on the Fire Advisory Board, I've been talking for a while with you, TJ, and Mary Beth, and for the new members. We have a serious issue going on with the emergency communication system. Fire Advisory Board has done a lot of work on sort of getting through the details of the fire departments committing to support or not support a particular fix. They've done a PowerPoint presentation that they delivered to the Ulster County Association of Fire Districts and the Association of Fire Chiefs, and they would like to bring it to this committee And I was going to propose having a special meeting of this committee here in the county building to see the presentation. I think it'd be better than trying to, you know, do it in the middle of all of our regular business. I feel like it deserves a little bit of special attention, and it might be lengthy with questions and answers and whatnot. In addition to that, they've done another presentation on the need for a fire training center in Ulster County, and they would like to do that as well. I invited them to do them one at a time. I thought maybe we would do one this month and one in March, if that would please the committee.
When would you want to meet, though?
That's open for discussion. I have no date in mind. That having been said, I can make myself available whenever. So the only time I'm not available is the last Thursday and Friday of the month, really.
What works for anybody?
I mean, is that okay with everybody? Is that what everybody wants to do? Or
I know it's important because that whole communication thing is really...
Well, it just as whatever the I have to. Well, I have some more stuff here. What date's on? To be determined.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So at this committee meeting.
We're gonna.
Or for the legislature? We do it for the legislature or the committee?
I thought we'd do a special meeting of this committee. Yeah, it would be at this committee though.
Thank you.
Yep.
How long is the presentation?
That's gonna entirely. The presentation could probably be done in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, but with questions and answers, I'm sure that it's gonna raise some questions. So, I would allow no less than an hour for it personally.
And do it here at the county building?
Yeah, because we have the equipment here to do it. So
we have all the PowerPoint stuff on this spot if needed.
Yeah, but I was told that it was an issue for the public, for it being a public meeting because of the conference room we were going to use. I thought we had an issue with that. And we, Paul, using the sheriff's conference room as a place to do PowerPoints.
You're more than welcome to use it, but if you get more than 25 or 30, well, we can do it.
We got 70 people we can get.
Okay.
Yeah, in the class. So you're more than welcome to.
Well, could we can do it here, can't we?
We could do it here, yeah.
We do PowerPoint in there, and you can have as many as we normally have.
Yeah. So let's do it here. Let's just figure out when we want to
so
do it.
So many people in chambers, comfortably.
Maybe UPAC. We'll do UPAC.
It's okay if I mark a check on the...
What works? I'm sorry. That's okay. I didn't do that.
What works?
I should have.
For anybody?
We're talking about March? We're talking about March?
March. We're talking about doing one in February, or do you want to...
One in February, yeah. A special meeting later this month.
As long as it's after the holiday. I'm sorry.
President's
we
Day?
Can do one in March after our regular meeting. If you want to do it in the law, what we want to do here. What works? I know it's...
Well, if we're here anyway, there's nothing after us, and if it...
Starting March, we'll be at the law enforcement center.
I understand, but we can make that one here in order to do the PowerPoint.
Okay, you want to do that? Have March's meeting here?
Well, the reason I want to do a special meeting is so we didn't lengthen it by all of our...
Because
we're going to be here for an hour for the presentation and however long our business is going to be.
Whatever you decide.
March
and
is
I'm
a big
sorry,
month.
I wasn't listening. What was the presentation?
It's the presentations on the need for a new emergency communication system for the fire service EMS. And what we'd like to have is a buy-in from all the police agencies as well.
Three.
Exactly.
Just make it two.
No, goodness no. And because one of the big things with communications right now is interoperability, not only with all of our services, which we don't have right now, but with other counties as well. We're actually in the the Catskill Consortium for emergency communications, I think, with Greene County, Delaware County, Sullivan County, and we're working. Each one of us is doing a different phase of the interoperability grant that we received. We built a tower up, I think, in Big Indian or someplace up in Shandaken.
I thought they did something like that. So I thought they upgraded those systems.
No. We're using technology. It's 30 years old. It still has tubes in the towers.
This is the $27 million deal or some number?
One of the complaints that the fire departments have had, and it's one that I think that the fire advisory board members will share with us, is that ARC didn't do a good job selling the presentation. I talked to the chiefs in my town, and they said that if ARC had given the presentation originally to them that Bill Ecker gave to them at the Association of Fire Districts, that we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. It doesn't have to be all done at once. It doesn't have to be $27 million all at once. $27 million includes about $9 million that the fire departments would have to shell out to buy new radios, portables, and mobiles at their own, you know, in their own district for their cars, for their officers, for...
The county pick up $16 million?
Yeah. A lot of that is within site acquisition, because we're going to need new towers. Without getting too deep into the communications details of it, 800 megahertz is the frequency that we have identified as having frequencies available and be able to communicate in our geography. But it's a line of sight technology. Mm-hmm. So if you can't see unimpeded, if you couldn't see the tower, you can't talk at all. Mm-hmm. So the issue with that is that we don't have enough tower sites that the county owns already, mm-hmm, in order to build out a countywide 800 system. So we'd need to do site acquisition, we'd need to do construction, and we can use the towers we have, but we need more. So
my suggestion is to also invite the executive's office to this, because we're talking budget stuff here.
I'd love to. That's fine. Let's consider them invited.
How about what Monday or Tuesday you want to do?
That's what I was looking at my calendar.
Our county meeting, which would be like the 7th. Monday is the 17th. That's holiday, though, right?
Yeah, it's holiday. You know what? That's not going to be a good week either.
Do you want to do the 24th?
24th is good for me.
Here at 7?
I got a project that I'm working on, and I'll try and work around it.
Okay.
But I don't know that I can't at this point.
That's February?
Yeah. 24th of February?
24th on Monday.
What time do we do that?
7.
It's always good for us. We'll have somebody here.
Excellent. It's a situation right now where, and you'll get the full story on this, but the pages, when the fire departments get paged by 911, the pages are not coming through. They're getting garbled. Sometimes the page goes out, but the tones don't go out, which activate the pagers. And we actually had a fatality in Gardner, a motorcycle accident, where the tones went out for the motorcycle accident. They first called, I think, Kerhonks and Accord, because they thought it was on the other side of the mountain on 4455. And then they realized it was on the Gardner side of the mountain. They sent the tones out for Gardner, and the tones didn't go out, activate the pagers. Then Bill Ecker, who heard, you know, who heard the call, because he had his pager set on a different setting, which hears all the pages that come out of 911. He heard it, called 911, and said, "Send the tones out again." Didn't work. They did. It didn't work again. And then the third time they did it, which is about 5 minutes after the original dispatch, the tones finally went out and they got somebody up there. But when they got there, the state police officer who was on the scene was doing CPR unsuccessfully.
Yep, so, all the time. I'll miss the ambulance.
Did narrow band affect this?
No, narrow banding doesn't really affect it. The narrow banding is an issue on the low band system, mm-hmm, but it's not, that doesn't affect the paging. No. The problem is the system's just 30 years old. It's just too old. It's a system that's way beyond its useful life. And it's not strong enough. There's not parts. When a tower goes down, it's down for a while, because they have to try to, you know, go on eBay or Craigslist and find the parts at this point, because nobody has them anymore.
It's important.
It's like trying to fix your color TV from the 1970s. You just can't find the parts anymore.
Old copy.
All right. So
that's 7 or 7:30.
7.
7 o'clock.
24th to 7 here. Okay. Anything else? Anybody?
Motion to adjourn.
Move. Huh?
Second. All in favor?